This is the Daily Text for Friday, November the 25th, 2016. Getting beyond the lame rank of a weeblo. Matthew 28:16-20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Consider this. Go and make disciples. We begin this journey with Matthew on February the 11th, 2016. And finally, we come to a close on November the 25th, 2016. That's roughly a 9-month period of time. I'm not sure what I was thinking when I pushed publish on Matthew 1:1, but after 2 weeks in the genealogy alone, I knew we were in for a marathon. It is fitting that we end here as the church turns the page onto Advent and a new year of following Jesus. It is also fitting that as we began with a genealogy, a record of generations past, we end with a commission to move that genealogy forward into the generations of the future. Go and make disciples. I'm writing this today, and you are reading it because generations of men and women were faithful to heed this great commission of Jesus. My chief purpose in writing is to help you become a better disciple. And the surest sign of becoming a better disciple is becoming a disciple maker. This has been Matthew's goal all along. Not making disciples, but making disciple makers. This was Jesus' 3-year goal, not only with these 12 men, but with the whole community of his followers. Not to make them disciples, but disciple makers. And what if it is true that you are not a bona fide disciple until you are a disciple maker? It brings to mind my scouting days. I began as a Cub Scout, progressed to a Weeblo, and was on my way to the summit of Eagle Scout when the wheels fell off. What happened? My pack broke up. There weren't enough kids in my small town who wanted to keep going. And because there was no way to go it alone, I was forever relegated to the lame status of a weeblo. Know what the word means? It means we will be loyal. Weeblo. Go and make disciples. I think it's a decent analogy for the church. We've got a whole lot of weeblos and not nearly enough people on the path toward Eagle. Why? It's not that people are content to be weeblos. We simply don't have the kind of communities it takes to make disciple makers. Or eagles. We have churches aplenty, and they are doing their best to keep us engaged in disciple-making activities. We have small groups galore and Sunday school classes, and we're being faithful to gather together around good Bible study and teaching and so forth. We're even doing mission-oriented things, from reaching out to our next-door neighbors to taking trips to the ends of the earth to help people in need. All of this is good stuff, and it is making a lot of difference to a lot of people, but it is never going to get us past the weeblo ranks. Sure, there will be the occasional outlier who rises toward eagle, but the chances are we will do our best to fast-track him or her toward professional Christianity. Chances are they will do their best to build a better mousetrap, but it will at best be a better version of the weeblo-making machine that defines the church industrial complex of our time. Go and make disciples. What if all this time we've misunderstood the Great Commission? I'm convinced, after 50 years on this earth, with 25 of them spent in the ranks of professional Christianity, that when Jesus said, "Go and make disciples," he was not envisioning weeblos, aka loyalists. Jesus is not looking for those who pledge to become loyalists, but for those who will not stop until their entire existence is defined by the capital L love of God. That's what it takes to be a disciple maker. Go and make disciples. We don't have a content problem. It's not that our Bible studies aren't good enough. We don't have a community problem. It's not that our Sunday morning worship services and midweek activities and home group fellowships aren't cutting it. We don't really have a compassion problem. It's not that our mission trips and local outreaches aren't helping enough people. We have a connection problem. The problem is with our relationships. We are simply not related to one another in the kinds of ways it takes to make us disciple makers. We have a love problem. Only love can move us into the work of making disciple makers. And I don't think it is so much a lack of love issue as it is an ignorance of what real love really is. We have for too long put love in a soft category, which has resulted in the substitution of a lot of sentimentality for real love. Love is not sentimental. It is supernatural. And yes, it is hard. You're seeing the challenge. The catch-22 of it all is we can't solve our ignorance problem until we've solved our connection problem. Go and make disciples. As Matthew began with the genealogy of Jesus, we now come to the end, where the intended outcome is that each one of us would have an entire genealogy of disciple-making disciples in our wake. That, my friends, is the genealogy we are making now. Or not. It's time to stop for the day, but I want you to know I'm just getting started. I'm dedicating whatever remains of my life to the work of making disciple-makers. Since I am not presently leading a local church, I consider you as my parish, like it or not. As is my practice, I will be taking Advent off from the daily text. We will likely run some previously aired episodes until the first of 2017. When I return, I'm going to be bringing a fresh challenge. My goal will be to help you become a disciple maker who makes disciple makers. I'll be bringing my A game, and I want you to bring yours too. Go and make disciples. Let's leave it there for now. The prayer. Abba Father, thank you for Matthew and the ways you inspired him by the Holy Spirit to see and understand and write this gospel down. and thank you for the ways the Holy Spirit has caused this gospel to escape the confines of pen and paper and to leap off the pages into our lives. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come, Holy Spirit, and make us disciple makers who make disciple makers. No matter what it costs us, let us settle for nothing less. In Jesus' name, amen. The questions. Number one, how do you relate to the we below analogy in today's reflection? Number two, would you consider yourself a bona fide disciple maker? Number three, what do you think of this assertion that we have a connection problem? Are you ready to solve that one? For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.